Everything, whole person wellness. You can't be well in one area and then you're struggling in another area and say, no, I'm well. You know, it's not mm-hmm. whole person wellness when your money is funny. And
yeah. I know about funny money, believe me. Monopoly money better than my money. Monopoly money better than my money.
No, it's not that bad. No, but I do. I really believe in whole person wellness. Mm-hmm. I think that is important because we do see so much struggle. Yeah. I think you spoke earlier, you were talking about, you know, how children have to come up with a focus and we have habits and things like that, but we get those things from our parents. Yeah. So as a parent, it's important that we focus on whole person wellness. As a parent, we have to be mindful of what we're passing on to our children, what they see, our, you know, attitude, our mindset, our habits, our physical activity, all of those kind of things, because they're like sponges. They're taking everything in that they see. And even if you don't think they're paying attention, they're paying attention. So I think it's very important that, you know, for me, my children, I needed them to see.
Welcome to the Career Education Learning Center podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Rivers. I am thrilled, excited, and humbled to have on our show today, Charmaine Turner. Charmaine is a certified life coach and strategist. In addition, she is also the owner of Resulting Wellness and Consulting. How are you doing today, Miss Charmaine?
I am great, Mitchell. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great now since you're on my show.
Wonderful. I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm humbled as well. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, well, thank you. Charmaine, tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your journey to your current career path, because this is an incredible journey.
It is. It's not the one that I would have scripted, but that's what God scripted. So it is what it is. Again, my name is Charmaine Turner. I'm the owner of Exalting Wellness Coaching and Consulting. I help most of the time women. I do have some men trickle in there, but I help professionals to make their health a priority. And so they can live a lifestyle where they're focused on protecting their family, their future, and their finances. I'm really big on chronic illness. That is what led me to this point in my journey. I'm sure we'll talk about it a little more in depth, but I'm very passionate about helping underserved communities, the Black and Brown communities, because our health is really our number one issue. And it should be, I like to call it our superpower. So that's what it should be. And that's what I try to help people do.
And so that is very commendable, because you're correct. I mean, we just now getting to where we start to address preventive care more, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
preventive care that would stop you from going to the emergency room, right? Or being in the hospital for a number of days, which can be even more expensive. And so if we take care of our bodies, exercise, eating the right food, you know, our mental and spiritual, a whole body, the whole welfare of our body, then we'd be okay. But a lot of times we kind of skip steps, especially when you're young. And so one of the reasons I wanted you on my show is that let these young people address that early in life. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't cram the hamburgers and hot dogs and pizzas like I did. Don't be a couch potato. You got video games. You got all these streaming services. You know, get out there and exercise. So also, I mean, you was in the Air Force. Tell us about your Air Force journey.
Yes. So I am a military brat. I'm an Air Force brat. I'm calling myself a brat because that's what we're called. I was an Air Force brat. We have military from my grandfather down. So you try to run from it, but it's going to catch you at some point. So we've had people from every branch, you know, uncles, aunts, Navy, Army. My ex-husband was in the Marine Corps. Like, it's all around. So I served in the military. I served in the Air Force for 11 years. And I was diagnosed with a chronic illness. And that is what ended my career.
Oh.
And I so thankful for that time. It was almost like basic training for what I do now. It helped me to learn people. It helped me to make my health a priority. It helped me to be disciplined and organized. And so I would not trade that experience for the world.
So your military training came in handy in helping you for what you're doing now as an entrepreneur. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the biggest issues, and not just in entrepreneurship, but for people as a whole, we want to have flexibility. We want to be able to pick our own schedule and all of that. But we're not disciplined people. No. By nature, we're not disciplined. And so sometimes it's easier to punch a clock because I have this set schedule. I know what's expected of me. You have structure. Whereas an entrepreneur, you are doing all the things. You create the structure or lack thereof when it comes to your business. So it absolutely was a great foundation for me to help me learn my own personal strengths, and also, again, to help me to be more organized, to have structure, to be more disciplined, so I can complete the mission. And so I absolutely loved my time in the military.
Well, y'all, you can tell she was in the military because she said mission. Everything's about the mission, right? That's what I mean, about the mission. And so I was also part of a military family, except involuntarily. Nobody that I know wanted to go in the military in my whole family, if you talk to them. My father was in the military. My brothers was in the military. I was in reserve. My brother James was in reserve. My older brother Gilbert he went to ROTC school, school to ROTC, and then he came out and went regular military for about 12 to 14 years. And so I also have a deep roots and cousins and relatives all in the military also. So that discipline, like you said before, can really come in handy. What job did you do in the military? What was your MOS or what was your thing that you did?
So I was in the military, it's called personnelist. I was a personnelist, which outside of the military, that transfers into human resources. So that's what I did. I like to say I took care of the people. I took care of families. I took care of the service members. I'm the one that you came to when your promotion was up, when you needed to, you know, make changes to your benefits because your wife had a baby or you got married. And then even deeper than that, you know, like before people deployed, I had to come to me and make sure all of their stuff, you know, was taken care of, reenlistments, insurance. And then some of the darker side of things, I did like casualty reports and things like that. So, you know, it's not all fun and games. It is the military, you know. So it taught me to have empathy. It taught me compassion. I was already that before, but it just deepened it a little bit more. And so, you know, like I said, I've always been a caregiver. I'm a nurturer. And so it was perfectly aligned for me to be a personnelist in the Air Force because I operate from my heart and everyone felt that. And I still am connected like we're all family still, even though I've been done for almost 10 years now. I can't believe it's been almost 10 years, but yes.
Yeah, so you're getting older and wiser too, like me, huh?
You know it. You already know.
I'm not going to say how long ago I was in the military. That's 30 plus years. I think my audience knows it's been 30 plus years. So, you know, whenever I mentioned before, Charmaine, that I was in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, you know, I had to hear that, you know, I was in kindergarten, right? You know, I had to hear, well, I wasn't born yet, you know, my mama wasn't even born yet, Mitchell. That really set me back, right? My mama wasn't even born yet. And so when they started saying stuff like that, I said, okay, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yes. So
that military helps you for a transferable skill, it sounds like, and what you're doing now. How has those skills transferred from the military for those young people who want to go in the military, even reserve like I did, and help them pay for school, and then transfer those skills over to the civilian world?
I think that is an awesome plan. I myself, when I first joined, I joined the reserves as well. I didn't go in active duty, so I joined the reserves. And then I was also, I served as an Air Reserve technician. And then I was able to get active guard and reserve, AGR. So I finished as active. I feel like some other countries, like they require their young people to go in the military. And I kind of feel like we should do that. Like, don't be mad at me, y'all, but I really feel like we should be able, like we should be forced to at least do a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times our young people and grown people, let me not act like it's just young people, don't have a clue what they want to do. Like, I don't know what I'm interested in. You know, I'm lost. I don't know what I want to do. And so rather than going from high school right into college and wasting money because you don't really want to be in college, I think military is a great kind of mid ground. It's a good place for you to go. So like you said, you can join the reserve where you're doing 1 week in a month and 2 weeks a year.
Yes.
You're still learning a trade. So you're still going to go to basic training, build your body,
yes.
you know, get that discipline because a lot of people don't have that either. You're in high mm-hmm. school. And if you're not into sports, I would like to ask, when's the last time you ran? When was the last time you did squats or push-ups or, you know? So
you don't have to go that too personal, Charmaine, okay? We don't really have to go there, okay? I know you're really talking about me, y'all. Really, she's talking about me. Don't let her undercover you and say, well, that's subliminal message there. Like, oh, I'm talking about the young people. I'm not talking about you. I know you need to do it, but, you know, I'm sliding through that, you know? So I know
you
I need to work
time.
Out, Charmaine. I told you
that. You already did
I'm
your
trying.
Time, so you're good.
I'm trying, Charmaine, okay?
Oh, yes. But I do. I feel like we lack discipline as a whole. And so I think that going into the military in whatever capacity is a good foundation builder. It helps you to go do basic training, do tech school, learn your trade, learn a craft that is transferable when you're done. And you don't have to stay for 20 years. You don't have to retire. While you're trying to figure it out, go learn. Go learn how to live healthier. Go learn that trade. Get that veteran's preference because that's huge as well.
Yes.
You know, especially I look at, you know, our kids now, let me word this the right way. They have different expectations than we did. Like we knew I have to work and then I'll get. Well, some of the young people that I'm affiliated with, they have an expectation like entitlement and there's no entitlement. Like you have to work for it.
Yes.
You have to work for things. You have to work for opportunity. Things are not just going to be handed to you. Maybe up until high school, till graduation, but once that happens, it's a whole different ball game. So you have to be able to stand on your own. You have to be able to say, okay, let me focus on what I'm going to do. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. What are the good opportunities for me? And I think military is a good opportunity for you to go and just learn more who you are. I also think a lot of our young people don't know how strong they are.
Yeah.
You've never had to push yourself, you know, like you've never had to really figure out how strong am I? What can I accomplish? And the military will help you do that. Because when I joined, I was like, I can't do that. I can't do that. I had an M16. I had never shot a weapon before. Like so
me
many
too. I never shot a weapon before either. Right. And I lived in the country.
Right. You know, and so it was a great learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. It just opened up a whole different world. I was able to see how strong I really was. And that changed the path of my life. And so I want that for everybody. I think that, like I said, I think military is a great opportunity. I know everyone can't go and there are other opportunities for you. But if you can go, I definitely recommend exploring that option.
Yeah, I think people who have been in the military before, veterans or, you know, served a couple of years, even like you said, reserve, guard or full time. I think we all say that all younger people need to go in the reserves at least 2 years. I need the country to require you 2 years. And like you say, it gives you that chance to really know what you want to do. Because I didn't even know what I want to do in high school, you know. Mm-hmm. Except back in that day, it was like three things you're either going to do. You're either going to work, you're either going to go to military, or you're going to school. You're going to one or three, right? If you're not going to do one or three, then you're going to be out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
That was the old saying, you know, you're doing one or three. And I've done two out of three. Really, three out of three at one time, you know. I done three out of three, you know. I went to a community college first, Charmaine. Mm-hmm. Then I went to a four-year school, UNC Pembroke. And during that time, I was in reserves. And so I was one of the people that joined for the college money.
Right.
And when they career skills learning center, trying to help students, you know, attain scholarships, grants, any type of money they can get, whether they get assistance in apprenticeship or assistance working, co-op, internships, or like I did, use the military.
Yeah.
And so I end up doing all a myriad of ways trying to go to school and learning. But on the way, I'm getting a skill, as you said before.
Mm-hmm.
I got discipline. you know, I didn't think I was need to be decimated, to be honest. But when a man starts talking about my mom and my daddy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, mm-hmm. you can't hit them back. So, you know, like Richard Pryor say, what you talking about my mama for?
Right.
We gotta look, you know, you ain't talking about my mama, you know. but that's the type of discipline that we all need. And I had previous guests that, you know, they took a year off or 2 years off and went back to school, and it was more mature, kind of figuring out what they're trying to do in between time. So yeah. I try to encourage parents, like, hey, if they don't want to, you know, go to school right out or go to military or whatever, encourage them to work, you know, work a job. They get some discipline there, even there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and so you will get some discipline there and kind of learn what they want to do. Or at least learn what they don't want to do, right?
Right, right. It's going to be a learning experience. Either way, you're absolutely correct.
And so yes. when you finished the military, is that when you went into entrepreneurship, or did you do a job before that, or how did that come about?
So when I retired, and I was medically retired, I had my last child. I was thankful to be able to be home with her. She was the first one I could be home with and not have to work. So I had that time with her, but I jumped right into the entrepreneur world. Wow. Just based off of a hobby. So oh my goodness.
That's amazing. I made, a hobby. She based on a hobby, you know.
Yeah, but you can monetize the hobby. So yes. we want to do that. So what I did is I started making gift baskets, believe it or not. I was making baskets for different events like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, all of that. And it just grew. And that's when I was like, okay, the baskets are great, but people are asking for different things from me. And that's when I expanded into like a full boutique. So I had Main Creations Gift Boutique. So I had clothes, I had gifts, I had gift baskets, and that was great for a couple of years. But with my MS, my body can only take what my body can take. And so I stood so much during that time for those 4 years that I had my boutique, and I had a huge space. My boutique was like 7,000 square feet.
Ooh, that ain't a boutique. That's almost a Target or Walmart, girl.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get to a mini shopping center where I come from.
Yep. Look, no limits. I had no limits on myself. So I did that. And like I said, when my health started, you know, becoming an issue, I had to close my boutique. And also it was right before COVID. So the timing kind of aligned.
Yeah,
and so, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to close this down. And I still remember a conversation that I had with God. I was walking in the house and he said, I have something else for you. And that's when he gave me Exalting Wellness. And so I closed my boutique and then I started my training for Exalting Wellness. So again, foot stomping education, like you have to educate yourself. You have to have appropriate training. I know there are people that call themselves coaches and they just have training from the School of Hard Knocks, and that's fine.
Uh-huh.
But when you're dealing with people, I feel like it's really important that you invest in your training and education. Uh-huh. And so that's what I did for that following year. I focused on education, getting certifications in health and wellness coaching, in holistic nutrition, in psychology. I started my master's in public health, completed that a couple years ago. I just started my doctorate in health psychology.
Wow.
So this is my actual first class that I'm taking right now for my doctorate. So, yeah.
That is fantastic. I could be doctor of food. I could be a food taster. Right? They have doctorate in food tasting. I am there. I will guarantee you. My mom and dad would be proud of me then, right? Like, you always want a doctor in the family. You got one now.
You're so silly.
You got one now. I told you, Mama, I'll make it somehow or another. I'll get that doctorate for you. It might have been a food tasting, but hey, it's a doctorate. It's a doctorate. Hey. Rivers.
Does it pay? That's all that matters.
Does it pay? Do I enjoy your job? Right. You go for what you're passionate about. And you sound very passionate about wholeness and wellness. So that includes all aspects of life. That includes financial, mental, spiritually, is that what includes everything for the
everything first? Whole person wellness. You can't be well in one area and then you're struggling in another area and say, no, I'm well. You know, it's not whole person wellness when your money is funny And
yeah. I know about funny money, believe me. Monopoly money better than my money. Monopoly money better than my money.
No, no, it's not that bad. No, but I do. I really believe in whole person wellness. Mm-hmm. I think that is important because we do see so much struggle. I think you spoke earlier, you were talking about, you know, how children have to come up with a focus and we have habits and things like that, but we get those things from our parents. Yeah. So as a parent, it's important that we focus on whole person wellness. As a parent, we have to be mindful of what we're passing on to our children, what they see, our, you know, attitude, our mindset, our habits, our physical activity, all of those kind of things, because they're like sponges. They're taking everything in that they see. And even if you don't think they're paying attention, they're paying attention. So I think it's very important that, you know, for me, my children, I needed them to see. So my mom has MS, but she's not going to let that keep her down. Right. My mom has, you know, this chronic illness, but she's helping other people. She's using that as a catalyst to help other people to live healthy, you know, and so they're taking it in. And I have a range with my kids, you know, 8 to 26.
Boy, what a range. What a range. You know what? Yes. I don't get a people personal life, but whoa, what a range. But that's fantastic. I'm not mad at you, girl. You know what? I'm a man, so as long as I didn't have to birth him, I'm fine.
Right. Of course. Of course.
Oh man, if I can just go breathe, that's my job. I can do that job all day long, but the other job that women do,
right?
I'm not doing that, ain't gonna touch it.
Yeah, you got the easy part, yeah.
But so if I want to become a client, what do you take? This takes a little bit of steps a client. If I'm saying, well, Charmaine or Miss Turner, I want to come and be part of your organization, I want to be whole, I want to be well. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, people can find me, social media and website, all that good stuff. But generally, we start with a questionnaire. I do like an assessment to see where you are, because everyone can't be my client. First and foremost, you have to be serious about it. Like, this is an investment. So it can't be one of those, I want to lose 10 pounds. If you want to lose 10 pounds, you can Google that. Like, it's no problem. There's no shortage in, you know, in programs and apps and all of that. That's not what I do. Like, what I do with my practice is on a deeper level, you know? So I start with an assessment. I kind of gauge to see where a potential client, where they are. Are they really invested in themselves? Are they going to put in the work? You know, because if you're not going to put, I can't do it for you.
Right.
Well, you have to show up for yourself. And so I have to see that first. And then we'll jump on a call. We'll discuss, you know, what your goals are, what you're looking for, all of those kind of things. And then we take it from there. I have group programs, and then I have one-on-one coaching as well. I also do corporate wellness. So wellness in the workplace is a big deal for me as well. So a lot of times I might have someone who's in an audience at a speaking engagement, and then they'll come and talk to me, you know, and invite me to come and speak at their, you know, in their workplace, or see what else I can offer for them. So that's pretty much how I get my corporate clients and then my individual clients.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then you tell them about when the consulting, about the fees and the whatever they had to pay, you know, to make that happen there. And how long is it a program, like a 6-month program or a year program?
For individual coaching, it's a minimum of 6 months, because nothing is really going to change in, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, nothing like that. This, again, is an investment. And so you have to be able to really work through several things. I have clients that come to me from everything from issues with marriage to infertility to lupus and kidney disease and a range of things. Wow. So all of those things are going to take time to work on, because 9 times out of 10, it's about habits and lifestyle. Uh-huh. And it's hard to change those things. And so that's where we focus. So my individual coaching is at least 6 months. My group programs are 12 weeks and they're for different things. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, a lifestyle change, or we might be focused specifically on, you just got a diagnosis. Now what? What do we do from here? Mm-hmm. You know, so 12 weeks to 6 months. I've had a couple of clients that I've worked with for a little over a year now, and we're just kind of checking things off the list. Okay, what's next? What are we going to tackle now? And so I love really kind of welcoming people into my family. That's how it feels to me. Again, I take it very personally. I'm a tough love coach, as my husband likes to say. So I will wipe your tears, but I'll snatch you up if I need
to. So, okay. All right. Well, you know what? That's all right. Girl. You know what I'm saying? You're not snatching me up. That's all right. You know what I'm saying? I can beat up enough at home. So I tell you what, that is great. So yeah. I was going to ask you, what do you enjoy most about it? Because you seem very passive, just so into it. Like it's a mission for you. You know, it's a mission for you that God has put you in this place to really help people.
Yep.
So what do you enjoy most about this?
You said it. I do feel like I'm on assignment. I feel like my life experiences have all prepared me to do what I do now. I feel like it's really important that people connect genuinely. And a lot of times it's hard to do when the other person can't relate or they haven't experienced things similar to what you have. So when someone looks at me and they're like, oh, she has it all together. And then I tell them about my life and my story and my health. And they're like, wait, so you have this diagnosis, yeah. You've been through this. And so they can see, not only do I teach, but I live. Mm-hmm. I live what I teach. I'm going to be that picture of what I'm trying to help you to implement in your life. It is a very personal thing for me. And what do I like best about it? I just love when people don't think that they can change or they really don't believe it. Like this is a last ditch effort for them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't know if this is going to work. And then when we get to the other side and they're like, Charmaine, thank you so much.
Yes.
That's just a beautiful thing. Yes. Because I want people to see their lives change for the better, because I want you to be the healthiest for the rest of your life, you know? Yes. And that's what I get to help people do. So, yeah.
And that is a lifestyle change, ladies and gentlemen. That is a lifestyle change which you have to make and certain inroads in your life, whether it be health, whether it be you getting older, or whether it be things that come at you that you didn't want to expect it. And that happens, fortunately, to all of us. As the pastors always say, if you haven't lived life, believe me, it's going to come. It is going to come. If it haven't come yet, it's going to come sometime. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show, Ms. Charmaine. Are there any last words or comments or anything you want to say for people watching our podcast? Any suggestions that they may want to have for them to give them nuggets about living a whole life, or just young people who think about going to school or college or anything like, or military?
For the young people, I would like to say that follow your heart. Mm-hmm. When I was in my senior year, we had our senior book and we had to write what our job would be. What do we want to be when we grew up? And I put psychologist. So I've always been tapped into that mental health. I've always been tapped into how people live, those kind of things. And now as a life coach, it's almost like I'm a psychologist.
Yes, now you're saying it. Yes, you actually can become that which you wrote down. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, you really are.
Exactly. And so sometimes we push those things down because we want to please our parents, or we're listening to friends or the trends. Everybody wants to be, a TikTok star and a YouTube star and all of those things. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. First, let me say that. But you already have a feeling of something inside. You might not know, to what depth, but don't ignore that. Mm-hmm. Like lean into what you feel. And so don't be so easily influenced by outside sources. Mm-hmm. Outside yeah. sources. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I would say for our young people. Also, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to try and explore. Just like you said, sometimes you're going to work and not going to school. Go and learn. What do I like about this job? What don't I like about this job?
Right.
What do I not want to do every day, for the next 20? Go and figure that out. Take those experiences in. Who cares if you have 4 jobs on your resume for a year? You're young. Go learn. Go learn about those things.
Yes.
So that's what I would say to our young people. And then to our peers, the seasoned folks.
I love that season.
Seasoned, parents or grandparents, I would say when it comes to our young people, be there for them. Like they're not growing up the way we grew up.
No.
They're facing so many different factors from social media to war. To mental health, like there's so many different things that our young people are going through. So to our our parents and grandparents, be there for them. Be non-judgmental. Try to remember how you were at their age. Sometimes we forget, like, I was jacked up when I was 17. Yes, so was I. So, like, so try to put yourself in their shoes and be there in a non-judgmental way, because our young people need us. They really do. They need us to be there. We need to be a safe space for them. And so that's what I would say. As far as holistic and whole person wellness and all of that stuff, just start small.
Yeah.
Start small. One little thing. Okay, I'm going to drink 2 more cups of water today. Cool. Just start there. It doesn't have to be anything major. It's those little things that will add up and they can make a big impact. So start small and focus on being consistent. And that's really the basis of starting to live a healthier life. Just those small tweaks in your everyday life are going to make a big impact.
Oh man, I have run a lot. You gave me a lot of nuggets, really, you know, and some things that I need to change in my life. Like I said, I need to include more water, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not a basic water drinker that I need to be. And a doctor would tell me all the time, you need to drink more water. And so I would start with that, Ms. Charmaine. I would start with drinking 2 cups of water today to let you know that. So that's why you're going to have to come back on our show and definitely and give us an update on how your business is doing. And I can give you an update on how I'm doing. At least I can say, Ms. Charmaine, I am drinking 2 cups of water a day. And I have lost and I am fit. And if I ever get on Men Fitness Magazine, I give all the young ladies a copy. But until then, I'm on the need to help, the need to get in the gym fitness program. So that's the magazine I'm on. Need to get in the gym, Mitchell Rivers on the cover. So that's what I'm right now. So thank you so much, Ms. Turner, for coming on our show today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
And I'd like to thank our viewers and listeners for joining me, Mitchell Rivers, on the Career Education Learning Center podcast, where we're making your career dreams a reality. God bless.